Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to, we have lots to talk about today, so let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We know we are unworthy, yet your patience with us abounds. You have blessed us beyond measure, and we thank you, Father. Forgive us, O God, for our sins, and help us to learn from our mistakes and to grow in you through all our experiences. Protect us, Abba Father, from the evil one. Oh, how he lurks and attempts to destroy all that is good. But we know in you we are victorious. Please place your hedge of protection around President Trump and surround him with godly men and women. May they bring to him wise counsel. And may he have your gift of discernment to sift through all that is before him. Bless my listeners, O God. Give them peace and help them, each one, to survive the chaos of this world. Bless my sponsors and my advertisers. May they prosper by way of CSE Talk Radio. And may they each bless one another. Here am I. Send me, O God. May I truly be your instrument. Give me wisdom and bless my work and my efforts. Grow CSE Talk Radio that we might glorify you for such a time as this, I pray. Amen. Recently, as you know, I took a trip to Wyoming, and my speech was liberty is always in the hands of the people. And now I have to add, first it must be in their hearts. Sometimes I wonder and I worry, just how much do Americans value freedom? We've been consumed by government policies and help programs, and I'm not sure that we even realize we're not free. The pandemic Pandora box has revealed to Americans just how far the elected officials will go to control you and have power over you. There are governors and mayors across this country issuing edicts and decrees as if they were kings, the nature of power mongers. But when I see the public accepting it all, that's when I worry. Omar took an oath to the Constitution of the United States, but she says she will fight to completely alter and transform this nation. That sounds a little bit like treason to me. We hear the Democrats and the rhinos screaming about our democracy, but what is their oath to? Here's their oath of office. I looked it up this morning. This is just for Congress. I don't know about your governors and your mayors, but I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. That's not what comes out of their mouths after they're elected, is it? They take that oath. It's just a formality. It means nothing. Apparently there is no sacred honor among the thieves of Congress or governors and mayors. Hypocrites, each and every one of them. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but is the want for freedom and liberty in our hearts? Do we have that beautiful spirit of independence flowing through our being? Today's guest is Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. She possesses that spirit, and I know liberty is deeply embedded in her heart. We welcome Mindy. Mindy, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Feeling a little weary, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Tired.
You know, and I almost added that. Almost added that. Because I know you deal with so much day in and day out of invasions into people's lives by government and how they chase after the agendas of outside entities, radical animal rights groups and such. It's just, I know that you have to get weary.
Well, it's ramped up. Everybody's dealing with it now. What we're seeing play out on the news is what we've been dealing with for more than a decade, and it's interesting to see reactions of the citizenry. You know, there are those, it seems very divided, right down the middle. Those who cherish and love the American idea and want to preserve our founding principles and our Constitution, and those who are ready to change everything and rewrite the whole, our whole founding, and do away
just
with
throw it away.
with our founders, you know, and the founders' intent. They didn't know, and actually, to the contrary, I have been really cherishing and appreciating our founders more than ever. I've always appreciated them, but how brilliant were they? And especially, I've noted with fresh eyes so many things written into the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, but especially the line where they talk about enemies, foreign and domestic. They knew. Mm-hmm. They knew we would face this kind of tyrannical effort, and they included they covered all bases in our Constitution. How brilliant.
They did, and, you know, they feared it, which I had just found out, that I had just seen that quote of Thomas Jefferson's, the tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared, and will continue to be so for many years to come.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't so much worried about the presidency as they were about the legislature, the Congress. And I had not read that before.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew that these elected officials would get all about themselves.
it would be absolutely.
All about them and not about the citizens. They had lived that.
Well, just the oath of office alone, which it states in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution, that federal and state legislators and executive officers and sheriffs, etc., are bound by this oath or affirmation to support the Constitution. And what we're witnessing today in this act of tyranny, as you pointed out, is, you know, the other side is wanting everyone to abandon ship, abandon our Constitution. And, you know, this is like mutiny on the Bounty. They're trying to over our ship. They're trying to take over our country with a new set of rules. And, you know, we have to stand firm with the ship. We have to stand firm with our Constitution and the rule of law. And I find it really, really disheartening to see so many people who, you know, Democrats are the Democrats, and they have really proven to be off the rails. But some of the Republicans, I'm really just so disappointed in, and the fact that they're acting like Democrats and have for a while. But I'm really, like you, stunned to see some of those who have had a, you know, claim the party of Republican behave in the way in which they are, and not bearing true faith and allegiance to our Constitution. It's very, very disheartening.
It is, and it actually has just come to light. They've been doing it for a long time, and you and I know that by some of the things they have allowed the bureaucracy in this nation to get away with the USDA and the FDA, and then we've got that EPA, and then letting outside entities like the HSUS and the ASPCA and PETA invade people's lives and invade their occupations, their businesses, and take over. To obstruct what they're doing. We're going into a break. The oath of office is important, and I know we're going to talk about that just a little bit more when we come back. We're visiting with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group, and we will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888. 862338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Mindy, we were talking about Congress when we went to the break, and the Republicans and the Democrats, and we've known for a long time, we've got the Never Trumpers, the rhinos on, supposedly on the right, but they've not, any of them, done what their oath of office said they would do, and they don't do what the Constitution tells them to do. They ignore those four jobs that they actually have, and one is to keep the citizens safe. By law and order, which they have refused to do in the last month or so. We see them dictating, and the one used the word decree yesterday. I'm trying to think which governor that was. And that just set me off, you know, that he made the decree for wearing masks. And, of course, last night on the news shows, it was all about whether to have school or not to have school, and it just goes on and on and on, and the ridiculousness of what we're looking at and seeing through this pandemic, which is now slowed down so much it can't be even considered an epidemic, yet we keep acting like we're all, you know, going to die if we cross the street without a mask. Mm-hmm. It you know, I sent you earlier this morning, I rewrote the Declaration of Independence, and I read it on July 4th. The king that we're fighting right now, in my opinion, is Congress.
Yes.
And in my opinion, I believe that we're experiencing tyranny disguised as democracy.
Yes.
and that's what I think is going on. You've been in this fight maybe a little closer with the boots on the ground than I have. And, you know, so I kind of wanted your opinion when I sent that to you because it's I value your opinion greatly. You have no idea how much.
And, you're so generous. It's beautiful. I love what you wrote because you're pointing out in layman's terms and otherwise the importance of our republic and what a republic means and why it should be cherished and why it was established. You know, Congress is definitely a problem, but I look at all lawmakers who take an oath of office at the state and local level as well. You know, the swamp is deep. The swamp is all across the country. But your interpretation of the correlative points, if you will, to the founders' written constitution is just really, really well done. I look forward to posting it on our website. So,
well, I just actually took the Declaration of Independence and put in the word Congress, and I tried to use as much as Thomas Jefferson's verbiage and wording as I possibly could to keep it and still have it with that spirit in mind, and how graceful, you know, how graceful he was with his wording. I found out a few years back, but I was just reminded this year, what Thomas Jefferson went through. His mother had passed away, and then he lost a daughter. And then his wife became extremely ill while he was supposed to be writing this Declaration of Independence. All this took place. He suffered from migraines and that would last for weeks on end. And yet it said that he was an accomplished violinist, and he would pick up his violin when he needed inspired and he needed comforted, and he would play his violin. And I thought that was just amazing because we think of these, you know, of course, now all we're hearing about it is these old white men that were slave owners and how horrible and terrible they were. They were just people. They were just people living life as best they could. And just to know that little bit about him made me think about what they went through with the breaking away from Great Britain. The king.
Well, our founders knew, like you say, firsthand the tyranny in England, that our founders understood so clearly what a jewel and a treasure that we were given with this idea of liberty and freedom in the founding of America. And like anything of value, they knew it should be guarded greatly, very carefully. And, you know, we have always had tumultuous times since our founding, obviously, and what was Ben Franklin's quote as he walked out of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and after they had established
it.
Yeah, we've established a republic if you can keep it, and since that time on, it's been very tumultuous. But, you know, the thing that's so troubling about what's happening right now, I mean, we've always faced tremendous threats to our liberty, but right now our greatest threat, in my opinion, is ignorance.
I agree.
We have a population of youth who are working daily, following this mob rule, if you will, which is very unsettling with these riots. They're not protests. People are not exercising. You know, we deal a lot with animal rights activists and extremists who claim that they're exercising their free speech. But the free speech part stops when they're threatening someone's property and they're being, you know, threatening someone's life, stealing their property. Sorry, that's not free speech. And, you know, it's one thing to exercise your free speech. It's another thing to steal and bully and threaten someone's life and property. And that's what we're facing with all of these rioters right now. But our founders so brilliantly constructed our form of government that if we were following the rule of law, it would protect against all of this, you know? But it's because of this lack of understanding and a lack of appreciation. What I also see is not only ignorance, but a lack of appreciation. We're watching a spoiled brat sector of our country that has never lived in a society that wasn't free. So they have no idea. They have no idea what it's like to not live in a free country. And with, you know what really irks me too is that this group of rioters are out there with their $1,000 cell phones that daddy bought them and paying the bill. Or, you know, all of these things are things to ponder and consider, because this is a sector of our society that wants to destroy our republic, destroy our economy, destroy our system of government that keeps us as a civil society and things humming in a relatively harmonious fashion. And it's how we have been able to survive for 244 years. And they want it gone. And, you know, all these other failed forms of government have failed for a reason. And we have survived all these years, and we're it. If America fails and falls, then it's done for the world. And that's what I don't think people understand.
They don't understand, because they don't understand the significance of freedom and liberty. And, you know, we have Congress, we have Democrats in particular, encouraging this behavior. Now, do those people out there of all colors that are rioting, these young people, and there's old people too out there, but it's the young people, do they really think they're going to have some place in an establishment once they get done tearing everything down? Do they think Nancy Pelosi is going to put them in some position of prosperity? What do they think is going to happen to them? They're going to go back where they were. That's what they're going to do, and worse.
Well, just look at her backyard. It's a mess. It looks like a third world country. You need an app on your phone to walk on the sidewalk to avoid the excrement that her homeless population in her district are placing on the sidewalks. It's we've got to get back to, you know,
our Constitution.
We do. We have to get back to the Constitution.
Back to the basics. And, you know, I get upset when I know of all the amendments and they want to continue to do that. It's not a living, breathing document, and they have failed to understand that, or maybe they understood, they just failed to obey that. And it's just it's disheartening, and yet we still have it, Mindy. We still have what our founding fathers gave us in those documents. Do we still have the spirit of independence in our veins, in our hearts, that we want to be a free people? That we want to obey God first and country comes after that? Do we want to have our families? Do we want to see our children's blood spilled? Or are we going to want them to be free? I know what I want. I hear the music. I'm going to open up the phone lines for the next segment. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Let's bring something in positive. We need something positive, and we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code Beth Ann to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have a charge of listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go straight to the phone line. We have Tom from South Carolina. Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well, and you've been really cooking here lately with some of the things you're saying on the on your program.
Well, thank you.
But, first thing before I forget, I wonder if I could send you a subscription to the New American Magazine for a year.
Yeah, sure.
Can I do that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, same mailing address as you had for quite a while for your... for your program?
Yes, the Post Office Box 73, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll do that. But something else, I want to encourage people to stand up and say something. And I've been doing it for several years now on street corners and even up at the State House, holding up a sign. At first, people might think you're a little off your rocker, but I've got a following now, and it's not like that at all. I'm becoming a celebrity.
So
I held up a sign in June. I proclaimed that June is D-Day month, their lives for your freedom. A lot of excellent response on that. Had another fella, an old friend and a another veteran participate with me. We actually had people stop and shake our hands, pat us on the back, and give us bottles of water. And there have been occasions when somebody has given me a few dollars and thrown it out the window when they couldn't actually hand it to me. So it's all, you know, a pat on the back. People are just, they're thirsty for this. They're hungry for it. They want somebody to stand up. But I want them to learn to participate a little bit, too. So when they honk their horns and they give me a thumbs up or they give me something to drink, it's all a little bit of participation that helps bring them on board. Now, another sign that I've held up that got real good response was it said on one side, Declaration of Independence. The other side, read it for the fourth. And I had one woman going through the intersection yelling out the window, and read every word of it. So I've gotten really good positive response on these things. The last sign I held up was, just say no to commie trap. The other side, freedom yes, testing no, tracking no. Got pretty good response on that, too.
Good.
This is so easy. It's so easy to do. So little negative in it. I haven't been threatened or anything. So if anybody wants to stand up and do something, it's so easy to do. Just make a sign and find a street corner and have fun.
Well, good. I think that's a great idea. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. I know you've shared that before, and I really love that you're having positive response. We need that. We need to know that Americans, I think you're right, I think they're thirsty and hungry for it, and I think they're afraid to stand on their own. So maybe you're encouraging some to pick their own corner to stand on and make a sign. Make the signs positive. Make them in a positive way. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call. You know, he also writes poetry. So every now and then he sends a poem my way and does an excellent, excellent job. Mindy, I think Americans are hungry. We're hungry for, we know something's missing, but we don't know what. Are you there, Mindy?
Yes. I am. I'm just, people are definitely hungry for the truth. And we're not getting it in the general media. That is for sure. I think people know in their gut and have known for a long time that we're being lied to. You know, that's why your show is so important, because it is sharing true information for people, and it's like a cup of cold water. You know, people are very thirsty and hungry for the truth. One of the things that you talked about earlier, Beth Ann, with regard to the Constitution was this mask mandate. And, you know, you and I have talked about this off the air several times, but the fact of the matter is, you know, this pandemic, this COVID-19 has been, you know, I'm not saying that it's not, you know, something to, it's not real, but it's being weaponized. And it's really, it's become the litmus test, if you will, for people's, for American citizens' faith in freedom and liberty. And are we really going to mandate masks? You know, what if the mask instead was a gun? You know, are we going to say that people shouldn't own guns because you're imposing danger? You know, I've looked at this a lot of different ways. You know, they're wanting to take away our liberty and our freedom of choice. If I'm afraid or if I want to wear a mask, I will wear a mask. If I'm not, I shouldn't be mandated to wear a mask. If it's a business owner's decision to mandate that people wear masks coming into their store, then that's the business owner's decision, but it should not be the government's decision. And I worry that we're being conditioned. Yeah. I'll say that again. We are being conditioned to nudge away our belief in the Constitution, because people, as I said earlier, there's a lot of ignorance going on, and people don't even know what their rights are. We face that every day at the Cavalry Group. When animal control or government comes knocking at their door saying, hey, can I come inside and see your animal facility? And people will say, sure, I've got nothing to hide. Come on in. Not realizing that these people have body cams. Things are taken out of context. They're looking to frame people. They'll do anything they can to get you in a gotcha situation and force you to give up your rights. And I feel as though this is that on steroids with the masks, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's been tried with gun control, you know, and red flag laws and all these things that are popping up, nudging us to give up what is rightfully ours, and that is freedom.
We have Neil from Missouri, and he's going to tell us, and I know exactly what he's going to say, what we're missing. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. A little hot. But
it is hot. It is summer.
Yeah, I can handle that. If it's too hot, I'll just go down and work in the cave. The what people are missing is the legal foundation for the claim of rights. You know, if you're relying on the 14th Amendment, that extended rights as privileges to a second class of citizenship. And what people are missing today is the legal foundation of the claim of right as a sovereign citizen, which is the land patent. If you don't own property, you can't be a sovereign citizen, because you have to be sovereign over something. And the United States Supreme Court has already ruled that the citizen, the United States citizen, not the citizen of the United States, but the United States citizen, is a sovereign without subjects. You know, unlike the Queen of England, who all those people in England are her subjects, the sovereign citizen in this country has no subjects. What does he have? Or what is he supposed to have? He has to have sovereignty over the piece of ground. And that's only established by ownership, and ownership is only established by title, and the only title of real estate is the land patent. Now, until people understand that, they're never going to be able to claim a right. The best thing to do is claim a privilege under the 14th Amendment.
All right. And again, it goes back to knowledge. It goes back to knowing what it is. And thank you, Neil. I appreciate the call. You know, it goes back to that, Mindy. And I'm just as ignorant sometimes as the next person to understand and go back and read. And we have a textbook. I don't have it myself, but can't think of his name now. I'll look it up. That is the Constitution and explains the Constitution, and I think it's a good purchase. It's $50 for anybody who wants it. I'm not making a dime off of it. Winkler, his name is Phil Winkler, and wrote it, and it's just a textbook. And sometimes we just need to go back. We need to go back and study, and we need to bring it in the home, because they're obviously not getting it at school, not in those public schools that want to teach them socialism instead of. Or democracy instead of a free republic, which is the people in charge. We're the ones that are sovereign. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hear the music. We're headed into another break. Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty Flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match. And lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. We've been talking about the oath of office and talking about how they're kind of preparing us, you know, sizing us up, so to speak, with this mask situation. They've even done it on Fox, Mindy. They've got little snippets, you know, wear a mask, it's better for everyone. And then I received something from somebody yesterday that says when you wear a mask, you get 20% less oxygen. It wears you out after you wear it all day long. And, you know, it's not. You know, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to wear a mask, I see people long before this pandemic, they would wear a mask in the winter because of their health and because of the winter cold or because of the flu situations. And depending on what they're going through in their lives, they would wear a mask. But as you said, it should not be government mandated.
No, we're being conditioned.
Trying to do.
We're being conditioned to see how far we will go to comply and give up our freedom. And what worries me, too, I gave the gun control analogy, but actually, bigger picture, I am very concerned, since you brought up Omar, I'm concerned that there is a movement, and has been a movement for some time, moving through across the country to instill or implement Sharia law.
Yes.
You know, with all this, with this accusation of racism because of the statues and our history is what our history is. And they're trying to dismantle our country by erasing our history, and the American people better be prepared to take a stand for what they truly believe in, because this is the test. We are being conditioned. Will you be called a racist if you don't allow Sharia law in your neighborhood or city council? It's coming. People need to understand that this is why and this is just my opinion, but I'm very concerned that that's why they are conditioning the American people to see just how far we can go. And again, this is just my opinion, but I fear that this is why they're nudging us to see how far we'll, you know, if we're willing to stand up for our republic and our constitution and the rule of law, because there is a movement afoot that is trying to implement Sharia law.
Are we willing to stand up to the bullies? Omar is a bully, and her what she said, her word was dismantle the whole system. Dismantle the whole system. If we had Sharia law, do you think they would not be prejudiced? Do you think they would be not racist? Of course they are. That's exactly what they stand for.
That's right.
If people don't realize that, and they put women down. I can't imagine her wanting that because she's already, you know, she's already broke the Sharia law several times. Should have been stoned according to Sharia law.
Yep. But, well, and do you think our lawmakers will stand up for the Constitution? If I may, Beth Ann, it's brief. May I read the oath of office just briefly, since we're talking about this? It says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. Do you feel that all of our lawmakers across the U.S. in Congress and state houses have upheld that oath? I do not.
I don't think.
That is my
I do not.
That is my opinion. Yeah.
I do not either, and that's, you know, that they, when you break that down, if we were to do that, we don't have time, we're running out of time today, but if we were to break down that oath, you know, even the last phrase, so help me God. So they're taking an oath of office. I don't know if they still use the Bible as they have in the past. And they're swearing to uphold it. And then they turn around and make a statement like dismantle the whole system. That's not keeping an oath. You know, I don't care about their oath to the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. I care about their oath to the Constitution and to we the people. And it's like I said in my monologue, I don't think we have any sacred honors up there in D.C.
I agree. Very few.
And that's why I rewrote the Declaration of Independence. While I think we've had bad presidents and good presidents and mediocre presidents, it's Congress. Congress made the decision to limit how many times that a president can serve. Yet they have no term limits. I mean, how long has Joe Biden been in politics? How long has Pelosi been in politics? How long has Schumer been in politics? And Mitch McConnell, how long have they been there and they haven't solved anything? But they've created more debt.
Mm-hmm.
They've created more division in this nation. They are the problem. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah.
But liberty is in the hands of the people, not in the hands of Congress.
Amen. Well, they're not listening to the people, and that's,
no, they're
that's
not.
The main problem. In addition
well,
to not
sign,
holding their oath.
I'm going to sign my Declaration of Independence, and I'm going to send it to all of them. Well, not all of them, but to Pelosi and to Kevin McCarthy and to Schumer and to Mitch McConnell. I'm going to send it to all of them, and then I'm going to send a copy to the president and let him know what I have done. I'm going to sign it. I'm going to sign my name.
Excellent.
I'm going to sign it really big, like John Hancock.
Amen.
We're just about out of time. We've done very little talking about the cavalry group, and I apologize. We've just been off on this.
Oh.
I think we're both very, very concerned about the direction this nation is and the fact that I don't see a lot of Americans. We only need 2 or 3%, but I don't see them standing up and putting their foot down and saying enough's enough and standing up to these bullies. I will. And I saw Rudy was sharing with me that I don't remember what state it was in, but one of the county sheriffs says he's not going to enforce a law for the masks.
Yes, Ohio.
That was Ohio. Okay. It's a mess, Mendy. It's a mess. But
yep.
Are the American citizens willing to take a stand for liberty? Is the question.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we
you know, you and I have been having this conversation for almost 10 years, which is hard to believe. And, you know, I keep thinking that we're just about, you know, to the top of the hill, and maybe we can, you know, enjoy a moment of, you know, of glory. Just a moment. But that hasn't come yet.
But
in the meantime, we have to stand firm and never compromise on issues of the Constitution, as you've pointed out.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. We've got to read it, because I think us old folks, we've forgotten it. So we need to get back in there, and we need to read it and read that Declaration of Independence. And Mindy's going to post mine on her website, and I'm going to post mine on my website. We already put it on Facebook a week ago. There's no copyright. Just download it, sign it, and send it to your congressman. Mindy, thank you so much for all that you do to help us.
Thank you.
Bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?